A reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyam Lila, chapter 17, and verse 138. On the board is 142, but the previous verse, there's no purport, so I'll read the previous verses to verse 142, which is on the ball, which we can do together. So, the first verse is, Svasukani britachi tas tatvyadunstanya bhavo pi aditar chira lila krishta sharastadyam vyatanu kripaya yastatvadipam puranam tam akila vrijina ginam vyasa sunam natosmi. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami. It is he who defeats all inauspicious things within the universe. Although in the beginning he was absorbed in the happiness of Brahman realization, and he was living in a secluded place, giving up all other types of consciousness, he became attracted by the most auspicious melodies, pastimes of Lord Krishna. He therefore mercifully spoke the Supreme Purana, known as Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the bright light of the absolute truth and which describes the activities of Lord Krishna. Purport: this verse was spoken by Suta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.68. Brahmanda hoite purananda krishna gana ataiva akarsaye atmarame ramana. The transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna are completely blissful and relishable. Consequently, Lord Krishna's qualities attract even the minds of self-realized persons from the bliss of self-realization. Atmarama tamunayo nigranti ar apiyurukrame kuvanti ahoit kimbaktim itambuta gunohare. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose wonderful qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has transcendentally active, attractive features. Esa barao Krishna charana sambande atmara mera mana hore tulasi ragande. Apart from the pastimes of Lord Krishna, when tulasi leaves are offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, even the aroma of the leaves attracts the minds of self-realized persons. So we get to today's verse. We can repeat together, please. Let's go. Let me see the melody. Tasya Ravinda Nayanasya Padravinda.
Tasya Ravinda Nayanasya Padravinda.
Kinjal Kamishra Tulasi Makaranda Bayu. Antargata svi vivarina chakara tesham. Sankobam akhyara jusam api chitta tanvo. Tasya ravinda nayanasya padaravinda. Kinjal ka mishra tulasi makaranda bayu. Antargata svi vivarina chakaratesham. Sankshobham makara jusam api chitta tanvo. Antargata svi varirani chakara tesham. Sankshobham akshara jusam api chitta tanvo. Sankshobham Makcharajasam Api Tashyana Vinda Sadhana Vinda Pinjalaka Misa Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Tasya, of him, Arvindanayanasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus. Pada Arvinda, of the lotus feet. Kinjalka, with saffron. Mishra, mixed. Tulasi, of Tulasi leaves. Makaranda, the aroma. Bayu, the air. Antargata, entered. Svavivarena, through the nostrils. Chakara, created. Tesham, of them. Sankshobham, strong agitation. Akkarajusam, of the impersonally self-realized. Kumars, it said. Api, also. Chitta Tanvo, of the mind and the body. Translation. When the breeze carrying the aroma of Tulasi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead entered through the nostrils into the hearts of those sages, the Kumaras, they experienced a change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15-43. Vidura and Maitreya discussed the pregnancy of Diti. Diti's pregnancy caused the demigods to be very much afraid, and the demigods went to see Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma explained the original incident involving the cursing of Jai and Vijay by the Chatusana Kumar. Sometimes the Chatusan Kumar went to Vaikuntha to visit Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and once they were stopped from entering at the palace at the seventh gate by the doorkeepers named Jai and Vijay. Due to their jealousy, Jai and Vijay would not allow the Kumars entry, and consequently the Kumars became angry and cursed Jai and Vijay, condemning them to take birth in a family of asuras in the material world. The omniscient Personality of Godhead could immediately understand the incident, and he came with his eternal consort, the goddess of fortune. The Tatushan Kumar immediately offered their obeisance unto the Lord. Simply by seeing the Lord and smelling the aroma of Tulasi and saffron of his lotus feet, the Kumars became devotees and abandoned their long-cherished impersonalism. Thus, the four Kumars were tuned into Vaishnavas simply by smelling the aromatic Tulsi mixed with saffron. Those who are actually on the platform of Brahman realization and who have not offended the lotus feet of Krishna can immediately become Vaishnavas simply by smelling the aroma of the Lord's lotus feet. However, those who are offenders or demons are never attracted to the Lord's personal feature. Even though they may visit the Lord's temple many times, in Vrindavan we have seen many Mayavadi sannyasis who do not even come to the temple of Govindaji, Gopinath or Madan Mohan because they think that such temples are Maya. Therefore, they are called Mayavadis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said that my avaris are the greatest offenders.
Tasya ravinna nayanasya padaravinda kinjal kamishra tulasi makarandabayu antargata sviva varena chakrat esham sangsuvam akhyara dusam apichidatanvo.
When the breeze carrying the aroma of the tulasi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead entered through the nostrils into the hearts of those sages, the Kumars, they experienced change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. So. Hare Krishna. So first I like to ask the blessings of all the devotees present to bless me, please, so that I can maybe speak something. So many senior devotees also present, Prabhupada disciples. So actually, somehow or other they should speak, but somehow or other I'm sitting here, so please bless me that I may speak something useful, something which is in accordance with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And so here in these verses is being spoken about the impersonal realization of Brahman. Already quoted here the Atmaram verse, Atmaram atmunayo nigranti api arukame, explaining that so many different kinds of self-realized souls are there, but all of them, they desire to render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means that Krishna, he is all attractive and he attracts even the liberated souls. So, one example is there that one time, one lady, she walked in the Vondelpark. And the Vondelpark is a famous park in Amsterdam. Then she was walking there with her friend, hand in hand. And suddenly they looked up and like, oh, wow, so beautiful. And exactly at that moment, Srila Prabhupada, he walked up the stage, on the stairs up the stage, because one preaching program was organized there. And she saw, just at that moment, walking Srila Prabhupada up to the stairs. Then, she and her friend also, that friend also was completely enamored, like both were, wow, like that. So then they started to come to the temple and taking prasadam. But she became Buddhist, ultimately. She took initiation from one Buddhist Lama, I forgot his name, but he is the guru of the Dalai Lama. So she's, technically speaking, God's sisters with the Dalai Lama, like that. So, but later on, when her Buddhistic Gurudev Lama had expired, then one time he came in a dream to her and he told her, you have to take shelter of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Similar example also there with His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, who before he joined was having a guru in the impersonalist guru, transcendental meditation. Then that guru one time advised him to go to Srila Prabhupada. Because he said, you're looking for something very high, I cannot give that thing to you. You have to take shelter of that guru. Then he did that. Srila Bhaktitirtha Maharaj went to Srila Prabhupada and took shelter like that. And after some time, many months later, he went to his old guru, impersonalist guru. Then he said, Maharaj, I'm there and it's very nice, but sometimes I'm sort of like the devotees there, something little bit, he was not 100% fixed like that in Krishna consciousness.
Then that guru said, didn't I tell you I sent you there? Your Guru Dev, he's like the highest personality in this whole world. You should take shelter of him. Now go there and I don't see you again. Go. So he went, never came back to his old Guru Maharaj. So it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Yenye Ravindaksha Vimukta Maninas, that those who are self-realized souls into Brahman realization, they ultimately fall down. The reason for that is Nadrida Yusma Tangraya, that they have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in Krishna consciousness, we learn to become personal again. In the purport in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4.10, Srila Prabhupada explaining that generally we are afraid to become persons again, because so long time we have been like in an impersonalistic frame of mind. And so to become personal, become persons, get a spiritual personal identity, is something very fearful for the conditioned soul. It is said in Upadeshamrita, Dadati pratigrinati guyam agyati prichati, that guyam agyati prichati means we should actually reveal confidential subject matters to the devotees. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj explaining, this should only be done with pure devotee. Anything in your heart, confidential, you don't reveal to just anyone. And actually, different layers are there. Of course, we also reveal confidential things to the devotees according to the faith we have in them, in their ability to help us. But actually, what pure devotee is doing, he, by just his mere presence, automatically what we hide in our hearts, in the deepest corner of our heart, what we're hiding there, by his presence he makes it come out. So we speak that confidential things to him. Then, with the sword of Krishna Katha, or like heavy Krishna Katha, like chastisement, he cuts the knot of those things which are detrimental to us. Therefore, it is said, Guru Padma Prabhu was saying yesterday, quoting yesterday, Nasta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevya, bhagavatir uttamasloke bhaktir bhagavati nashtiki. So what happens if we listen regularly to Srimad Bhagavatam class and do seva to pure devotees? Then, tada rajastamo bhava kamalobdayastaye. We develop mode of goodness. Then, evam prasana manaso. From there, development of sudasattva, pure mode of goodness, comes. And then, bityate rideya grantis chityante sarva samshaya kseyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvaya. Then that knot is pierced. Then we become person again. We see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our heart. And we render service unto him. And then we can receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chiraditam Nitya Guptahitam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the most confidential mercy, knowledge, which was never given to anybody else before. And what is that mercy? That mercy is Radha Bhava Jyoti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupa. That is the mood, the intense prema of Srimata Radharani. He is giving that freely. Then, one thing in connection with becoming personal in our dealings also with one another, also one example is there that Tejas Prabhu, he's Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and he told one time that at that time in Delhi, Srila Prabhupada is often there in his room, and some opportunity is there for his association. So Tejas Prabhu, he often went there, and he told that the moment Srila Prabhupada looks up and says, "What can I do for you?" And he is explaining that Srila Prabhupada had just fully was focused on him, as if it was just he and Srila Prabhupada. Nobody else there, nothing there. While Srila Prabhupada he's the leader of a worldwide preaching movement. And he's got so many other things to do, but it's just like, as he's nothing else to do. He's got nothing else to do, he's just fully there. So, very personal. And so when the heart becomes cleansed in that way, by listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, then full mercy can come. And for that, only one ingredient is needed. Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. Tatra Loyam Api Mulyam Ekalam. So the only ingredient actually which is needed is intense greed. Very much eagerness. Greed to attain Krishna Prem. And if we know some place where this mercy is available, then we should run to that place. But that grief only will come if the heart is simple. If no crookedness is there in the heart. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Dharma Prajita Kaita Vatra Paramani Matsaranam Satam Vedyam. That is the second sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. There it said that this Srimad Bhagavatam is completely devoid of Kaitava Dharma. Kaitava Dharma means Dharma Artakama Mukhya. So it means only pure bhakti and prema and no cheating religion. This Dharma Artha Kama Moksha, like religiosity, some religiousness, and Dharma Artha, like material welfare or sense gratification, Artha Moksha, liberation. The bhakti has to be completely freed from this. Therefore, it is said, Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam. So, that greed can only come if there is no matsarya. Matsarya means, yeah, like envy, like duplicity, like that. Duplicity means like hypocrisy. This is very big subject matter. No, so much time to get into that. But hypocrisy, for example, means like externally you're acting differently than what you internally are. For example, morning time we're standing, Tulsi Puja, we're standing. Namo Nama Tulasi Krishna Prayasi. Standing nicely, like nice looking Pakka Brahmachari, like that. But internally looking, hey, who's standing there? Maybe Karunamrita Matiji standing there looking nicely, wearing nice colored sari, like that. But externally, very nice. Brahmachari. Namo Nama. That is the crookedness. That should be given up. Then what happens, if the heart becomes very simple, then faith can come. Shraddha, the faith. And one nice story is there, that is, here I've written, one very pure devotee was there, his name was Nrisimha Mehta. And this is not so long ago, maybe like 19th century, like very pure devotee. And he, Nrisimha Mehta, he was always absorbed in chanting the holy name of the Lord, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Completely absorbed. Nothing else was there. He had one wife and four daughters. And the four daughters, they were of marriageable age. So many times, his Dharmapatni, his wife, she came and saying that, yeah, what is this? You're just sitting there, chanting, reading Bhagavad Gita. But you're not doing your responsibility. You should go and find suitable husband for your oldest daughter. But Nrisimha Mehta, he would say that you don't have faith in Bhagavad Gita. There it says, Ananyas Chintayantumam Yeyana Payupasate Tesham Nichabi Yuktanam Yoga Kema Bahamyaham. That those who are fully engaged in devotional service, the Lord carries what they lack and preserves what they have. But then, she sometimes would go, but one time she came and she was really heavy. And she said, now you should go. Take care of your responsibility. Your daughter is of marriageable age and you're just sitting here chanting. And so this time he knew, I'm not gonna get away with, you know, like I have to go. So he went and he was praying, my dear Lord, did you not say in Bhagavad Gita that you take care? So will you please send one nice husband for my daughter? And it happened. It happened. Next day, one rich, nice gentleman came, wealthy gentleman, and he had a son. And he asked Nrisimha Mehta, I'm looking for my son's marriage, for a bride, you know something. And the wife, she arranged everything, and within 4 days, the marriage was going to take place, very quickly, 4 days. So then she said to her husband that now you should go and get dowry. So here are some ornaments, some gold, and you sell this and then we have dowry. So Nrisimha Mehta said, okay, I'll go. And he took the ornaments. He went. Then On his way, going to sell these paraphernalia, there was one mandir, and in there was one Bhagavad Saptaha going on. One Bhagavad Saptaha. 7 days speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. So Nisinga Mehta was naturally attracted. So he went there and he started sitting. And he was relishing like anything. And sitting Bhagavad Saptaha 7 days. And just 7 days passed. And he was sitting there. And finally Bhagavatam class was over. And he said, Oh. 7 days have passed. You know, like, what to do? Like, marriage was 3 days ago. What to do? What shall I do? And so this time, if I go back and I tell what happened, then this time my wife, she will not spare me. She will finish me completely. She will finish me off. So he said, what to do? I have to think something. Okay, I have no other alternative. I'll have to speak one lie. One lie. So I'll just say that I went there and I tried everywhere, but nobody would take, and I did my best, but sorry, and I went, and now the marriage is already over. So that he decided to do. So he went back to his village, and on his way to the village, some villagers came walking up to him. And they said, hey, Nrisinga Mehta, such a nice marriage. It was. Oh, it was a nice marriage? Yes, yes. Yeah, you were there. And, I was there? Yeah. Yeah, you were there and you're chanting and in ecstasy, dancing in the kirtan. And very nice firework was there. And the best prasadam was there. You arranged everything very nicely. Oh, yes. Yeah, I did like that. So then he went back to the village and he found out that his son-in-law and daughter, or his, were already nicely married. And so then he could realize that this is amazing. Krishna has personally come and assumed my form and just taken my role and arranged everything. Just because, like, he was absorbed in listening Srimad Bhagavatam and always chanting and, like, performing pure devotional service. Therefore, that verse, Ananya Chintayanta Mam Yena Paripasati, became reality. He was living that verse. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj explaining that we should actually develop that kind of faith. That really we just fully engage and Krishna will take care of anything. Many stories are there like that. And about faith, pure devotees exhibiting this kind of faith. And actually, the conditioned souls who are in this material world actually are looking for that. Actually, all the conditioned souls, they made a promise. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, Bhajibo boliya ese samsara bitore, Bhuliya rohili tumi avidya rabore. That while we were in the womb, in the mother's womb, at that point is a very intense situation. Because the baby, the embryo, is lying upside down in a very awkward position and is being bitten by germs and worms, and every time the mother she eats something, that is intense for the baby, because something happens, you know, like pressure. And in that situation, the baby is suffering like anything. So much suffering. Then, in the 7th month, the consciousness comes And the baby can remember its past 100 lifetimes. Then it lamenting, "Oh, my Lord, I've been so sinful, such greedy person, so much trouble I've given to other living entities, so much envy inside of me, lust, envy, all these things. And now I'm in this situation, very horrible situation. My dear Lord, please help me. And I promise, this lifetime, I will fully surrender unto you and fully serve you for 100%. Then, still in that awkward position, the baby is crying and crying. Just before birth, the Lord appears in his Vishnu form. Then, the baby is in ecstasy. Ah, so beautiful. Then, just before birth, the Lord again disappears. Then baby crying. Like that. Then crying because the Lord disappears again. Out of separation from the law. Not what the scientists say, that the baby should be crying, and if it's not crying, you should... That's like that, and then it starts crying. Not like that. This is the Purana saying like that. Srimad Bhagavatam also. So, then what happens? All the relatives of that baby gather around, and the baby comes into material world and grows up in material conditions and forgets the law completely. And if by some mercy, later on, when it gets older, when the child gets older, grows up, comes in contact with the devotees, then it can again develop its relationship with the Supreme Law. And then, when we hear in the class our gurus saying that we have to be very determined, the moment we make fix up our mind and make a fixed decision, from now on, I'll be completely fixed, then Maya, she becomes really very angry. At the moment you become really serious, then Maya, she becomes very heavy. And she tests like anything. Get very heavy tests. She's saying that you've been in my lap for many trillions of kalpas, lifetimes, and now you're trying to escape? Wait, you see, I'll catch you. And she knows so many tricks. She knows many, many tricks to again bring us into illusion or keep us into illusion, either way. Just like Srila Prabhupada was mentioning the example of the Bengali family. When, for example, you're in a train in Bengal, then you're sitting like local train, you know, like very like packed like that, like wooden branch, you know, like sitting. And completely you're sitting like this, but small place is there. Then one small Bengali man comes, Guruji, can I sit there, please. And small space left, okay, you know. So he sits down. Okay, you little bit, you go towards the end of the bench. Then, okay, a little bit more discomfort, but okay, you can tolerate in those circumstances, no problem, tolerate. So then, Prabhuji, my two small children, can please sit here? Like that, so the children come, so they also sit. So you shovel a little bit more to the left, and okay, towards the end of the bench, you know, sitting there. then sitting there, then suddenly Mataji comes. And she's big, big Bengali, Bengali Mataji. So she also, she sits on the bench, and then you just glide down, finished, like that, like that. So Maya, she's like that. She knows so many tricks to enamor us. And therefore, at every moment, we should be very careful. Padam padam yadvipadam natesham. This devotional service, the path of bhakti, is like a razor's edge. Any moment, we may fall down. So, Prabhu, to what time we can speak? Normally till now, like this? Okay. Okay, then we just stop here because one thing is here. Is I'd like to speak, but that is big subject, separate class, separate, you know, like this, it takes a long time. So, thank you for your kind attention. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, any comments from the senior devotees or some question, comment or something, adding something, I don't know. All clear? Okay, thank you very much. Today will be a very auspicious day. I think the program will start at 12 o'clock here in the temple room. So bhajan will start. And will be hopefully very, well, definitely should be a very auspicious day, Lord's best for the congregation. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakaleri ki jai. Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai. Sri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande Hari.